KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school baseball action last night around the area, the Western Iowa Conference Tournament semifinals held. It was Trainer and Missouri Valley moving on to the championship game. Trainer beating AHST 15-3, while Missouri Valley an 11-1 winner over Underwood. Also in boys baseball last night, Cam over Corning 17-0. Arweva beat Boyer Valley 7-2. Orient Maxburg topping Central Decatur 11-1. Van Meter swept a pair from Coon Rapids Bayard in a battle of top 10 rated teams. 5-1 and 6-0 were the scores. West Central Valley over Guthrie Center 10-0. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat St. Albert 7-2. In girls softball last night, it was Corning over Cam 10-1. Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison 10-0. Abraham Lincoln a 3-1 winner over Harlan. Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 10-4. Glenwood over Thomas Jefferson 10-0. IKM Manning edging Logan Magnolia 8-7. Perry got by Carroll 4-3. And Van Meter took two from Coon Rapids Bayard 12-0 and 16-2. Well, Matt Boyd has allowed Oregon State to stay alive in the College World Series. Boyd tossed a four-hitter and struck out 11 as the Beavers eliminated Indiana 1-0 last night. Jake Rodriguez hit a sacrifice fly in the fourth inning before Oregon State won the first game 1-0 at the College World Series since 1985. The Bulldogs will face Mississippi State Friday. They need to beat the Bulldogs twice to reach next week's finals. An elimination game coming up tonight at the series. Just one game today in Omaha. It's at 7 o'clock this evening, and it's an in-state rivalry as North Carolina will face North Carolina State. The winner will advance. The loser goes home. In Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina hit his fifth home run, and Jake Westbrook pitched seven innings of two-hit ball in the St. Louis Cardinals' 4-1 win over the Chicago Cubs last night. Westbrook worked around trouble almost the entire night in his second start since coming off the disabled list with a sore elbow. He gave up no earned runs, striking out two and walking three. Edward Mujica pitched a perfect ninth inning for his 21st save. Edwin Jackson was pulled after he hit John Jay following Molina's blast to left field. He pitched five and a third innings, allowing four earned runs on six hits, striking out one and walking two. Elsewhere in the National League last night, it was Arizona over Miami 3-1. San Francisco beat San Diego 4-2. Washington over Philadelphia in 11 innings 6-2. Atlanta 5-3 winners over the Mets, and Cincinnati needed 13 innings to beat Pittsburgh by a 2-1 final. In the American League, Justin Masterson managed to hang around for 6 1/3 innings and win for the sixth time at home, leading the Cleveland Indians to a 6-3 victory over the Kansas City Royals last night. Masterson sidestepped some early trouble without giving up any runs and improved to 6-1 with a .229 earned run average in 9 starts at Progressive Field. The right-hander struck out 8 while allowing 2 runs and 9 hits. Michael Brantley hit a pair of solo homers for the up-and-down Indians, who moved within 3.5 games of first-place Detroit in the AL Central. Mike Avilas drove in 2 runs, and Michael Bourne scored twice for Cleveland. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Baltimore over Detroit 13-3, Tampa Bay topping Boston 6-2, Texas over Oakland 9-4, Minnesota beat the White Sox 7-4, and the Angels over Seattle by a 1-0 final. In interleague play yesterday, the Yankees and the Dodgers split a doubleheader with the Yanks winning 6-4 in the opener. Dodgers took the nightcap 6-0. Toronto over Colorado 5-2, and Milwaukee beat Houston by a 3-1 score. The St. Louis Cardinals have come to terms with Marco Gonzalez, their top pick from the Major League Baseball draft this month. Gonzalez, taken 19th overall, pitched and played infield at Gonzaga, but was drafted as a pitcher. The left-hander is coming off a junior season in which he went 7-3 with a .280 earned run average. He started 16 of the 17 games he pitched, striking out 96 and walking 25 in 106 innings. He also led the Bulldogs with a .311 batting average with 2 homers and 26 RBIs. He earned the 2012 West Coast Conference Pitcher of the Year and was a Golden Spike finalist. He finished his college career with a 26-7 record and a .234 earned run average. Terms of that contract were not disclosed yesterday. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, both Iowa and Omaha split doubleheaders. For Omaha, they were 11-3 losers to Albuquerque in Game 1, but rallied back to win 2-1 over Albuquerque in the second contest. Iowa fell 5-4 to Nashville in the opener yesterday, but picked up a 1-0 win over Nashville in Game 2. Iowa hosts Nashville again tonight. Omaha at home against Albuquerque again this evening. Well, there have been some great catches in baseball, but this one was a pretty good one. The daughter of former New York Yankees manager Joe Torre made a quick-thinking save Wednesday when she caught a baby who had tumbled off a second-floor Brooklyn apartment's fire escape. Christina Torrey did not respond to a request for comment, though. Police said the 44-year-old woman caught a 1-year-old boy who fell from a fire escape outside a Brooklyn apartment building but did not identify the bystander. They said the baby somehow climbed out of the apartment onto the fire escape and then tumbled from above, and that's when Torrey caught the baby as she was walking on the sidewalk below. The baby is in stable condition, according to police, while the parents were charged with reckless endangerment and acting in a manner injurious to a child under 17. Well, the Boston Bruins were able to claw back from deficits of 1-0, 4-2, and 5-4 during the most entertaining game of this year's Stanley Cup Finals. Brent Seabrook gave Boston no time to mount another comeback. Seabrook scored at 9:51 of overtime to give the Chicago Blackhawks a 6-5 win over the Bruins to tie that series at 2 games apiece. Patrick Sharp put the Hawks up 5-4 with a power play goal midway through the third period, but Boston tied it for the final time when Johnny Boychuk scored 55 seconds later. Patrick Kane assisted on Seabrook's game winner after notching his first goal of the finals in the second period. Jonathan Toews also scored his first goal of the series and second of the playoffs to give Chicago its second lead of the night. The Blackhawks' 4-2 cushion lasted until Patrice Bergeron scored 2 straight goals, cashing in on a power play late in the second period before scoring early in the third. The two clubs combined for 11 goals after scoring just 12 in the first 3 games. Game 5 is set for Saturday night in Chicago. Well, the National Hockey League's general managers have embraced many changes recommended by the competition committee, including hybrid icing and the mandatory use of visors for all players who enter the league. The group met Wednesday before Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. A blend of touch and no-touch icing calls that offers referees the discretion to blow a play dead will be in effect during the upcoming preseason. If that experiment is successful, then hybrid icing will be implemented for the regular season, pending a vote by the league's Board of Governors. Well, the Detroit Red Wings and city officials have announced plans for a $650 million arena in Detroit's downtown entertainment and sports district. The club currently plays in the 32-year-old Joe Louis Arena. The Red Wings say there will be a $367 million private investment and $283 million in public funds in that complex. It will also include residential and retail space. The arena would be near the Detroit Tigers' Comerica Park and the Detroit Lions' Ford Field. Lawyers for former student-athletes are seeking to turn the lawsuit against the NCAA over compensation into a class action representing thousands of collegiate competitors. The federal judge is scheduled to hear arguments in Oakland today. If a lawsuit is turned into class action, then the athletes prevail. The NCAA could face billions of dollars in liability. The lawsuit was initially filed by UCLA basketball player Ed O'Bannon and several other former college athletes in 2009 who feel that the NCAA is unfairly profiting from their likenesses and images in marketing deals with video games and others. The NCAA argues many of the athletes receive scholarships in exchange for playing sports and that to pay student athletes would ruin amateur athletics. The judge is not expected to rule today. In NFL news, the 49ers have signed defensive end Justin Smith to a 2-year contract extension that will keep him with the team through the 2015 season. Smith was sidelined the final 2.5 games of the regular season, ending his streak of 185 consecutive starts. He's made the Pro Bowl 4 straight seasons. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have signed free agent cornerback Michael Adams, a 7-year NFL pro. Adams started 7 of 74 games he's appeared in with the Arizona Cardinals over the past 6 seasons. He has 3 career interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and 4 fumble recoveries. The family of a man whose body was found near the home of New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez says the man was a semi-pro football player with connections to Hernandez. Ursula Ward said police told her the body was that of her son, Odin Lloyd, who played for the Boston Bandits. Ward would not say how Lloyd knew Hernandez and did not say if police told her how her son died. Earlier, an uncle said Lloyd had a connection to Hernandez but wouldn't elaborate. Lloyd was found in an industrial park about a mile from Hernandez's home. Police spent several hours at the home yesterday and returned there again. Sports Illustrated, citing an unidentified source, reported on Tuesday that Hernandez was not believed to be a suspect in what was being treated as a possible homicide. Former New York Giants punter and radio analyst Dave Jennings has died. He was 61. The most prolific punter in franchise history, Jennings had battled Parkinson's disease since 1996. Jennings played for the Giants from 1974 to 84. Well, the seedings for Wimbledon have been announced. When play begins Monday, French Open winner Rafael Nadal will be seeded 5th, setting up the possibility of a quarterfinal match against Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, or Andy Murray. Djokovic is number 1, followed by Murray and Federer. On the women's side, 5-time Wimbledon champ Serena Williams is number 1. Victoria Azarenka is seeded 2nd. Also Wimbledon news, two-time Grand Slam winner Svetlana Kuznetsova has pulled out of the tournament because of an abdominal strain. The Russian was seated at number 26 at the All England Club. And Tiger Woods' sore left elbow will keep him out of competition until the British Open. Woods says on his website that he had his left elbow checked out when he returned home from the U.S. Open at Marion. He says doctors found a strain to his left elbow and advised him to take a few weeks off for rest and treatment. This means Woods will not be playing the AT&T National next week in suburban Washington, D.C. That's a tournament that benefits his foundation. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.